KFIZ News Time 10:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios here on a Tuesday. It's March 23rd of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us here this morning on KFIZ as we cover all things going on in and around your community across the state and across the country each weekday morning. And it's time for a monthly visit with our friends at UW Oshkosh. We keep you up to date on happenings on all three campuses of UWO, and joining us is Chancellor Andy Leavitt for a few minutes here this morning. Chancellor, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Spencer. Happy spring.
Happy spring. It's good to officially be out of that winter season, right? We're into spring, thinking warmer temperatures and nice weather to come, that's for sure.
Well, one thing I've learned in Wisconsin, sometimes the spring can break your heart. So hopefully summer will be right around the corner.
This is true. I remember when I was in college at UWO, I've told this story before, covering the WIUC softball tournament at the Oshkosh Sports Complex, and there were some snow showers walking over from campus to the game. So
yep,
we know it can happen. Right. But let's talk about happy things here this morning. We got a number of updates from the three campuses to talk about this morning. One thing, and I saw some news about this come across over the weekend, plans for commencement are known for this this coming spring. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, so we are very excited to announce that we're going to have an in-person commencement. That'll be on the 15th of May, the Saturday, and it's going to include an audience. Parents will be invited. We're going to be providing tickets to the graduates so that they can bring guests. We normally have two ceremonies in the spring. We've broken it into four so that we have a maximum occupancy at Kohl Sports Center on the Oshkosh campus. But we're delighted that the associate students on the Fond du Lac campus will come through and graduate on that Saturday, hopefully with their parents in tow.
Very good. So a little bit different look to it, but in-person ceremony, that's it's a step in the direction of normalcy, and I know from your perspective that's definitely a good thing, right?
Yes, it is, and it's been just so well received by the students. We've gotten a lot of comments since the announcement. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. If you work here for a long time, either at the Fond du Lac campus or Fox or Oshkosh to get your degree, and I think it's the least we can do is everything we can to make sure that we can offer an in-person experience. So I really want to thank everybody who's making that possible. There's, as you can imagine, a lot of people involved in putting on commencement. And first and foremost, the students for their good behavior and the fact that we have very, very low COVID rates these days.
Let's talk about something you mentioned from the Fond du Lac campus when we were talking off the air. The Fond du Lac campus has been honored as a tree campus again. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, the Arbor Foundation. They have a rigorous program by which they evaluate a campus's commitment to having trees, and this is something that we've had now on all three campuses for the past 2 years as acknowledgement from the Arbor Foundation. It certainly fits in very, very well with the Fond du Lac campus. It's such a beautiful campus. You've got those just great grasslands, and of course, there's the pond or the wildlife area, as I would call it, right there adjacent to the main building. That is just really beautiful, and so we do think about this, and we do want to make sure that the grounds that we have are as beautiful as they can be. So we're very proud to be Tree Campus.
It's definitely a nice honor to have. You mentioned with all three campuses, but especially in Fond du Lac, I know a lot of people, you know, if they take a walk through campus or even students like to study under the trees, and that's a good place to catch up on some study work and enjoy the beautiful outdoors on one of the campuses.
Indeed.
Let's talk about some budget topics. I know the next biennial state budget is being crafted as we speak, and I know you had some information about the governor's budget and the Joint Finance Committee and their work on it. What can you tell us about that process going forward here?
Sure. We were very happy with the Board of Regents asked for what I thought was a modest increase in the state support. And in the UW budget for this next biennium, and the governor came back and awarded us basically twice that amount. There were some priorities that he had, but he certainly wanted to make sure that we had the money that was necessary to operate efficiently. So we're very, very grateful to Governor Evers. Since that time, it's going to be going to the Joint Finance Committee, and we'll start that process very soon here. There's public hearings that are coming up next week all across the state, so the Joint Finance can get an input from the citizens as to what's important to them. One thing to note is in the governor's capital budget, you know, for buildings, very highly ranked is a renovation for CLO. A CLO is a classroom building on the Oshkosh campus that half of the building was renovated about 10 years ago, and we've been looking for the money ever since to renovate the other half, and the other half is going to be used to educate teachers. So as you know, we started as a teacher's college 150 years ago this year, and this is really right in our DNA, if you will, that we want to have the best facilities possible to educate the next generation of teachers, because this region is definitely going to need them as our current teachers continue to retire. So that's a $27 million project to renovate that, and we're very grateful to Senator Dan Fion and our other local legislators who have been very helpful in helping us get this far in the process. And we have a little ways to go in hopes of getting the funding secured.
Important building on campus. Of course, anybody who's gone to UWO like myself has probably had a number of classes in there, but you talk about teaching the next generation of teachers. I know nursing students have a portion of that building as well. Some important work being done in teaching a group of people, groups of people, I should say, that are important to our future in healthcare and education and a number of different other areas too.
Yes, absolutely. The renovation occurred on the nursing side, and that's a world-class facility now. And of course, we have a world-class nursing college and producing lots and lots of really talented nurses. What we want to do is to supplement that experience for our education majors. We produce great teachers, but we want them to be teaching in spaces more relevant to where they're going to be getting jobs.
Chancellor, I want to ask you, in closing here, I've been talking with a number of guests over the last couple of weeks now that we're past the one-year mark since the start of the pandemic, just a kind of a general question about lessons learned and what their area of expertise can take away from the pandemic time we've been in over the last year plus now. From the perspective of higher education, obviously We've talked over the last year or so about some of the challenges that have and how they've impacted the three campuses of UW Oshkosh. But what are some things that you foresee that education or higher education can take away from the experiences of the last year dealing with COVID?
Well, Spencer, that's a great question. I'm going to probably use the word flexibility. I had no idea that this institution, I use that with a little I, and in terms of higher education, could move this quickly to put everything online, to serve our students in a completely different way, and to do it with grace, and to do it with competency and effectiveness. I had no idea that we were capable of such a feat until we actually had to do it, and I'm hopeful that that is going to be the legacy of this, is the fact that we are flexible, we can change, and we are certainly have demonstrated that we always have the interests of our students at heart.
Chancellor Leavitt, anything else you wanted to highlight this morning for our listeners?
This is a great time to be a Titan. Our athletic programs on the Oshkosh campus are going. We have great plans for the athletic programs on the Access campuses. They will be coming back. That's for another radio show, and that hopefully that Assistant Chancellor Martin Rudd can describe. He's worked very hard to bring it back, but we've fashioned a new conference of the two-year campuses that include Green Bay and Stevens Point, and we're looking forward to competition occurring sometime next year.
Very good. Chancellor Andrew Leavitt with UW Oshkosh, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Spencer. Have a good day.
You too. That's Chancellor Andy Leavitt with UW Oshkosh, keeping us up to date on a number of different things going on in the three campuses of UW.